Welcome to the Lusima Podcast. I'm Charles Lusima. This podcast is going to be about, I suppose, the middle to long-term experience with the Capture One software by Phase One. And I wanted to do this because I'm coming up on the end of the expiration or end of the trial period. I had 30 days to play around with the software, during which I, you know, used it abundantly, but then also kind of stepped away from it a couple days at a time and thought about it extensively, I think, at least through podcasts and whatnot. And, you know, at the end of this trial phase, I'm kind of forced to come to some conclusion because, I mean, if for no other reason, I have to decide whether or not I want to buy the software. And that is forcing me to really be honest about whether or not I think, make some decision on it. And then also, you know, be honest about the types of things that I use it for and whether or not it is the best thing since sliced bread, as many people will have you believe. My gut feeling, and you know, I remember being initially quite excited about it, is that my gut feeling is that it hasn't given me an overwhelming reason to buy into it. I think it's unfair for first. I mean, you have to understand this comparison between Capture One and really Lightroom exists in a world that has Lightroom, and I think that is awfully difficult for Capture One as a software to kind of find its place, because it doesn't live in a world that is devoid of this type of capture raw processor / databasing, what we call basically a library, what do they call it? Digital asset management, DAM, right? So it doesn't exist in a vacuum, and unfortunately will constantly draw comparisons, either purposely or inadvertently with Lightroom. And so I think that in itself is somewhat unfair to Capture One, and I had to say that because with every breath and every comparison that I make, I'm making some direct comparison to and with Lightroom. And when I started using Lightroom, I used it back when it was on version 2, I believe. I think it was version 2. And I don't even know if maybe Aperture around in version 2 or not. It may not have even, been in existence. And since then, of course, Apple's Aperture has completely dropped off the map and is of no consequence and is not a factor as far as processing softwares go and as far as digital asset management systems go. Therefore, we're left with really two contenders, Capture One, Lightroom. My initial excitement had always, with Capture One, had always been, I love the color wheels, and I still love the color wheels. There's nothing to be taken away from Capture One regarding that feature, and also, having the level slider, again, cool and useful, but certainly not nearly, for me at least, not nearly as novel as the color wheel, because even Photoshop doesn't have the color wheel, and therefore that uniqueness, is really, that is, it belongs solely to Capture One. So you can't take anything away from that, from Capture One. But beyond that, I think, when we start talking about raw processing, when I went to look at the Phase One cameras over at Digital Transitions over in Los Angeles, Ken Scott walked me through the software, rather the hardware. And I was looking at the Phase One cameras. I mean, I love the cameras. There's nothing to dislike about it other than perhaps like my shooting style doesn't necessarily fit with the philosophy of those cameras, which is basically you get a ton of megapixels, dynamic range, a lot of detail, of course, at the expense of something that is portable, fast, has an expansive high ISO range. You know, it is for all intents and purposes a very high production level camera, such as the Red One, which requires a significant amount of team power, manpower, and also digital processing power to back that up. You know, whether it's, you know, a crew to a digital tech to help you manage all the files, which is true of both systems, I believe. To be honest with you, I think you would need a digital tech, even with a Phase 1 camera, if you're on a production shoot on location especially. But even in studio, I think you need someone to help you manage those files as they come in, especially with the tethering and all. You don't want to be the guy who's trying to do all those things all at once, you know, making sure the Wi-Fi is on and tethering and everything's importing and show popping up on everybody's iPads and whatnot. It's just a lot to handle. It's like trying to capture video footage on the drone, which, you know, is better off as a two-man job rather than a one-man job. But I think that's really a function of those types of gigs, is that when you have that many expectations of what is supposed to happen during that shoot, you really just need to separate and divide those tasks out to more people. So that's kind of the drawback, or really the advantage of that type of a camera. So kind of got off on a tangent there talking about those cameras and made me lose my train of thought. But where was I? I was talking about the software. I was talking about how I got pulled into talking about the cameras, and I got excited for a second and then got really sidetracked. Anyway, let me just completely, you know, change gears, I suppose. And really, I suppose, talking about the benefits of the Capture One software is difficult for me, because outside of the color wheel, outside of the level slider, and a few very small, minute differences between how they manage, say, you know, raw processing. Oh, I think this is what I was trying to get at. You know, raw processing is great. Like I don't deny that Capture One does it differently. I also don't deny that it's not necessarily everyone's cup of tea. I think it has a heavy-handed approach that I discussed in some of the other podcasts, where, of course, you know, it reduces moiré a little bit more, chromatic aberration, probably, definitely noise reduction with heavy-handed adjustments. And then in conjunction with which the software, I think, has a different way of interpreting the raw file. But is it so far so much a departure from what is happening in Lightroom? Certainly not. I think you're down to talking about like the performance differences between, say, Ferraris and Lamborghinis. And look, I'll be the first to tell you, they're built very differently. They're built probably with different purposes and different philosophies, you know. The founders of these two companies have very, very different backgrounds and approaches. And so while on paper they might seem like they are the same, they are dramatically different beasts. I'm still talking about Ferraris and Lamborghinis. But I actually believe that Ferraris and Lamborghinis have more differences than Capture One and Lightroom. So, you know, for most people, really, Ferraris and Lamborghinis are interchangeable. And I think that's what it boils down to, is that in a world where one exists and you have, for example, for me, I've had 5 to 7 years now of experience with, actually, yes, at least 7 years of experience now with Lightroom. It's not a compelling factor to switch over to Capture One. It is at most a complement, a supplement to my workflow. And I have to decide, are the benefits of the things that I use Capture One for? And again, I might be doing it wrong. You are more than welcome to tell me, hey, you know what? You're forgetting about this tool. You're forgetting about this tool. You're forgetting about this. Or you're not taking advantage of this. Or you're not doing... Okay, there may very well be. But for my intents and purposes, I find that they overlap way more than they are unique, to the extent that I now have to justify whether or not, A, it's worth the cost. And it's not that much money. I think it's like $70 because I'm only buying the Sony license. And then B, is it worth the trouble in workflow challenges and workflow additional workflow steps? Like, there was at least one set of pictures or one shoot where I'm like, you know what, I'm not going to deal with Capture One for this set. Specifically because I had shot those pictures before I started using Capture One. And I had graded, color graded, and processed most of the other pictures, not of the same set, already with Lightroom. And I just didn't feel like, you know, taking this specific set into Capture One when the other ones just didn't go through that process. So kind of out of laziness, I just kind of, you know, did my Lightroom thing and Photoshop thing and kind of just, you know, was done with it. I'm also saying this, I think, with a, you know, with the knowledge that I may not be taking advantage of the databasing features and also of the maybe proper system file creation way of doing things. I fully admit that I'm probably doing it wrong, meaning that there's probably a better way that I'm, you know, trying to integrate and use Capture One in conjunction with Lightroom. So it isn't necessarily fair for me to say that, hey, you know what, the workflow for integrating Capture One into my Lightroom workflow kind of sucks. It's kind of clunky. It's also not fair because, you know, Capture One was made as a standalone software, never to necessarily work and play well with Lightroom to begin with. And therefore, I'm really forcing Capture One to play multiple roles that it wasn't designed to do. And then also admitting that my own workflow might not necessarily be the most optimized one with data asset management the management of the files. But all that being said, nothing exists in isolation, right? I'm not doing this as an experiment. I'm not doing this in an ideal world or in a testing environment. I'm not experimenting. I took production files, production shoots where I would have otherwise run it through Lightroom. And instead of running it directly through Lightroom only, I ran it through Lightroom and then actually I ran it through Lightroom, imported through Lightroom, then, you know, made some selects, brought it into Capture One, and then played around with it to the extent where then I then exported out back into Lightroom and into Photoshop and then back into Lightroom. So it goes Lightroom, Capture One, Lightroom, Photoshop, Lightroom. And in each iteration or each step of bringing it to one program or another, I actually make further adjustments. And I think I talked about this in another podcast where I wish that it were a lot more parallel rather than kind of finalize. Because once I leave one program and enter another, I can't really easily go back and modify that file. And that's a little unfortunate because the way that I edit is a little bit more circular and not so much kind of broken up. But, you know, it's just the nature of that these things are not, they're not integrated. So, again, I, you know, nothing exists in isolation. I have to take into consideration or the context of my own personal workflow when deciding whether or not Capture One is terribly useful for me. You're seeing where I'm going with this, and that is to say, I think Capture One has its merits. I also think that perhaps it came for me too late and either I'm just kind of difficult to change or unwilling to change, or again, there's just less value in the software for me because I find a few things useful and a few other things kind of redundant for the most part. You know, there was one thing that I wanted to mention, and I've been thinking about this for a little while, because earlier on in my use of Capture One, I noticed that, or I kind of remarked that, you know, have you guys noticed that pictures that were processed through Capture One all kind of have a distinct look? And many of you guys agreed with me. I thought more and more about that statement, and with y'all agreeing with me, it is apparent that we're all picking up on something, right? I don't know what that something is because it's like each of us is processing the software differently, you know, processing our files differently. Yet we all have that sentiment where we feel that, you know, Capture One has a way of doing things that, or that their pictures that come out of that raw man or that raw processor is different. I have a theory where basically the theory is, if all you have is a hammer, everything looks like a nail. I think we're all kind of playing around with the same sliders because that's what's available. And I think most of us are coming from, hey, this is different, and this is unique to Capture One and not what Lightroom does. And therefore, creating certain unique looks that is different from something that would, or a file that would come out of Lightroom. And because of that, I think it becomes like we're all intersecting somewhere, like we're all coming to some conclusion where it's all about the same because we're all kind of arriving at the same outcome, you know. We're almost all God, I don't know why. Anyway, can't think of the word. Yeah, we're all coming together, you know. And that doesn't surprise me because I'm sure I'm not the only one who is enamored by the color wheel. I'm sure that I'm not the only one who's stoked about having a level slider in the within the software. So all that being said, I think there is a reason when we have these tools and we're all like stoked about how these things are different, that we would naturally kind of converge. That's the word I'm looking for, converge. We're all kind of stoked and we're all like, oh, hey, you know, look at this. This is so different. And then we all start using that and trying to do the same things with that software, that we would ultimately kind of arrive at the same conclusions. So without really dragging this podcast out, I wanted to give you guys that food for thought. I think at the end of the day, Capture One is a great software. It is what it is, but it doesn't exist in a vacuum. What that means is, unfortunately, it has to compete and will inevitably always be compared with Lightroom. To the extent that it needs to be so far vastly different, you know, and some people will argue that the camera raw adjustment or the camera raw interpretation of the raw files is worth that switch over, or at least integrating that part of the workflow into your current workflow, which is to say then you would use Capture One in conjunction with Lightroom. And then the other part of the argument is, like, for me, is it so much different? Can I absolutely not live without those small differences? And that's where you have to draw the line. I don't know yet. I think for $70, it's cheap enough where I would just buy it. But I'm not wholeheartedly convinced that it is the best thing since sliced bread. I think a lot of people got excited about it. I think a lot of people use it and was like, hey, it's so great. You know, a lot of noise, definitely, to the extent where even I heard about it, which is unusual because I'm kind of isolated in certain ways. So all that being said, I think that I take it with, with a grain of salt, that it does some things for me, and then it is missing the mark on some things for me. And again, all within the context of how I use it. So if I have any more thoughts, I'll let you guys know. Thank you guys for listening. And again, if you guys have any comments, questions, or anything you guys want to talk about, let me know. Cheers.